Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about how a fake news headline sent the stock market on a wild ride. Buckle up, folks. This one's a doozy.
Whoa, a fake headline? Really? So what happened exactly? This sounds like a roller coaster.
So, Monday, April 7th, 2025, the market went haywire because of a headline falsely claiming that White House advisor Kevin Hassett said President Trump was mulling over a 90-day tariff pause. CNBC even reported it, and the S&P 500 shot up almost 6%.
6%? That's huge. Just from a headline? So who started this whole mess?
Well, the finger initially pointed to an X account, at Data Tone, aka Walter Bloomberg. This account basically just reposts financial news headlines. They later claimed they got it from Reuters and CNBC, but CNBC seemed to be reading his post. It's a chicken and egg situation, but weirder.
Wait a minute. So CNBC reported something they saw on X, which cited them as the source? That's insane. Did anyone figure out the actual origin of the headline?
That's the million-dollar question. An account called Hammer Capital posted the same headline even earlier than Walter Bloomberg. They claim to have heard it from trading desks. And get this, trading volume had already surged before either of those posts. So it seems like the banks somehow had the headline first.
This is getting confusing. So the banks had it, then these X accounts, and then CNBC? It's like a game of telephone gone wrong.
Exactly. The article speculates that some expensive high-speed newswire service might have accidentally published a bad headline. Maybe from a budget subscription or some experimental AI headline generator. Or perhaps someone misinterpreted Hassett's "yep" during a Fox and Friends interview. Though, that interview was hours earlier.
An AI headline generator? You're kidding. But the market corrected itself, right? What was the final outcome of all this chaos?
Yeah, the market eventually stabilized and closed pretty much flat. The article suggests some traders might believe the president could be swayed by market reactions, even to fake news. There's even a theory that the market bounced back because it bounced so hard on fake news, making traders wonder what would happen with real news.
That's a unique take. It's crazy how a single fake headline can cause such a massive disruption. It really highlights how sensitive the market is to information, accurate or not.
Absolutely. And it exposes how complex and sometimes opaque the flow of information can be, even in the financial world. This whole thing is a wild ride and a cautionary tale about the speed and impact of information in the digital age.
A wild ride indeed. Thanks for breaking it down. I definitely learned something new today.
You got it. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we'll catch you next time.
Goodbye.